Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. Analytics are certainly not new, and they absolutely are not different for mobile. But should they be? Is the best course for mobile strategy to simply take web analytics and tweak them slightly for mobile? Will mobile become so different that a different approach to analytics will be needed? At a recent Storefront Backtalk panel on mobile strategies for retail, a group of IT leaders tried to work that through. Kara Kinsey, the Senior VP for IT at Home Depot, opened that discussion by suggesting that conversion is the be-all and end-all. The CIO of Pizza Hut, Baron Concors, though, suggested that mobile analytics can do a lot more than solely increase conversions.
To increase conversion, you have to understand if they were on this page and they were looking at this item, what happened to cause them not to purchase it? And it was either it was either pricing in our aspect or it was availability. And so we're working across all three to go make sure that the conversion rates increase.
It also plays a big factor when you're thinking about rolling out an enhancement or a change to your website or your mobile device. You have to test that first to see what it does to conversion and things like that, because those metrics and that data will tell you whether that change is going to hurt you or help you really fast, and you have to know that before you go live with it. I think in this space, I mean, your analytics is the single most important function of the digital business. I mean, if you're not looking at the analytics on a real-time, daily basis and understanding what's going on, then you're missing out on a big opportunity, because that's really where it's at.
The entire panel then weighed in, with Home Depot's Kinsey and Pizza Hut's Concors, joined by Ann Taylor, Chief Technology Officer Michael Sager, and HSN's Operating VP Sean Bunner. Ann Taylor's CTO Sager opened the discussion with concerns about analytics distinctions.
Well, I think it's thinking about it from an end-to-end persona context, right? I'm a little uncomfortable with some of the things I'm seeing emerging around the differentiation of channels in analytics. Right. To me, there's an opportunity for cross-correlation and doing intelligent analytics across the entire behavior of an individual. Last I looked, I guess I am schizophrenic, but not overly so. And I am one person. I represent myself in different personas through different channels at different times. Why would it make sense to overanalyze within the constraints of a single channel what my behaviors are? Right. So what I'm looking for are analytic engines that help me understand the behaviors across these different channels, but don't try to pigeonhole me in one of them, because that's not how I appear.
Kara, any thoughts?
Well, I actually agree with you. I don't think that it's a matter of how much time they're spending on which type of channel, but what are they looking at and why are they not converting over to the cart? And we have a lot of effort on why did it not convert into a sale.
But wouldn't that tend to belie the typical web stats, which factor in almost none of that sophistication, that context? They're looking at it from numbers. Do you think that different kinds of analytics apply to mobile?
I think mobile is so young that we're not sure yet, and it's developing, analysts are developing in that area. And I think retailers are behind, and we're more concerned about sales, and we'll get to that later, honestly.
Baron?
My initial thought was, when I see long times on our pages, that's not necessarily a good thing, right? I mean, sometimes that can mean you have people that are really confused about how your website works, and you have to go much deeper, to Kara's point, on a page-by-page basis and see what people are clicking on, what pages they're going back to, going forward to, who they're leaving your site for, where they came to your site from. All of these things come together to tell a story that you've got to get deeper on. On the mobile side, I think it is important to understand conversion rates, traffic, where people are dropping off the application and things like that. And I think that we're probably a little bit ahead in that game, in the sense that a lot of the vendors that do the web analytics are just now offering this for mobile devices. So I think you'll see a greater focus on it going forward.
Sean?
Yeah, I think I agree. It's such an early channel to get too granular is difficult, but I think there's some overall trend stuff we're more interested in, like what category of merchandise are they purchasing? And not only from what we've seen, mobile is significantly different than web or for us TV, but even within mobile, I don't even sure understand it yet, is between like mobile web and apps, you see pretty significant shifts in categories. So it's learning, you know, then getting the CRM activity of why is that? Do you want to merchandise that store differently? I think those are some of the basic questions. Another interesting point is your marketing resources. So all of the print you may still do or email, the touch points you have with your customer, mobile allows you to have a call to action. And I'm surprised I don't see more of that, you know, text in for something. It's a marketer's dream to know, you know, they send all this and pay and send all this stuff out and you don't really know response rates. Now, you know, they're holding this piece of literature you sent them and they responded, and then tying that back into your CRM.
Data behaves in funny ways, and it tends to crop up where you least expect it, right? If a client in the mobile context does not convert, right, she leaves that shopping cart behind, the reason why that conversion didn't happen could crop up somewhere else. And so it's important to have visibility over that complete stream of data. For example, you know, that reason could crop up in a Facebook comment about how she happened to be near the store, walked in, looked, and said, gosh, that's really a terrible pink, and I hated it. And it didn't look anything like what I saw on my mobile device or what I saw on the website, right? So it's a question of looking across the complete compendium of sources, understanding what they are, where she's likely to turn up, and looking at that complete data stream and doing that correlation. That's probably a step beyond us today, but I think it's pretty close.
Of course, to differentiate mobile and other analytics programs, it's critical to note the kind of mobile-only things you're going to want to track. Mehru Network's retail head, Richard Nedwich, offers a few examples.
Mobile analytics might also shed light on channel preference by product or service, in addition to demographics. Do apparel shoppers use mobile payment more than grocery shoppers? And what are shoppers really using their smartphones for? Are they purchasing elsewhere when what they want is actually out of stock? Are they redeeming mobile coupons or gathering rewards? Do they use the retail brand shopping app? And if so, do they use it outside only, inside only, or both?
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.